Hi, you're on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Matthew Smith. I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, how are things in L.A.?
It's actually bright and sunny, and we're having a great time out here in the beachy spots.
That's great. What do you do there?
I'm currently a master's student at California Institute of the Arts for jazz drums.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. Mm. I am in the recording studio right now, recording with all my friends, so that's pretty cool.
Are you taping this now? Is this part of it? In which case, where is my end?
Matthew, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you right now. Three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
Yes.
Here is your first limerick.
I wake up and feel so perplexed. Have my thumbs and my phone both been hexed? An emoji that snores and odd dream gifts galore. In my sleep, I've been sending a
text.
Yes, text. Sleepwalking. Sleepwalking is tired and dull. Sleep texting is wired and hot. It's the new unconscious activity. More and more people are sending messages they don't remember writing. Really, it's the only time answering no to you up makes sense. What texts would you send when you are asleep? My pillow is so soft, or I hope I don't have to pee soon.
A lot of Z's, maybe.
Yeah.
I wonder if somebody texting you while they're having a dream is as boring as them telling you about their dream when they're awake.
The only thing worse than hearing about a dream over breakfast is to get the play-by-play while it's happening.
Yeah.
Why is everyone from summer camp hanging out in my dad's office?
But they have different faces, but I know who it is.
Yeah. Here's your next limerick.
While candy machines feel forsaken, our sweet, salty smell leaves kids shaken. We've filled our machine with pork-based cuisine and keep on restocking the...
Oh, bacon.
Bacon.
Yes, bacon.
That's it.
Ohio State's meat science program... has installed a bacon vending machine that dispenses full cooked strips of bacon for only $1 a piece. Mm. If you just put in a penny, you get just one bacon.
This sounds disgusting. You know how greasy bacon gets everything? Can you imagine the inside of a vending machine?
Well, I think they're wrapped. It's not like
It's
not like it's like those spiral little holders and they're strips of bacon.
Yeah, that's what I envisioned. I envisioned
and then the strip of bacon just sort of plops into the bottom.
And there's grease everywhere.
Well, how do you wrap bacon?
Well, I don't know. We just need to go to Ohio State with some.
Well, this is why there's a Department of Meat Studies.
Yeah.
Here is your last limerick.
As a mountain of garbage encroaches, we're testing out novel approaches. Turns out, we've been blessed with six-legged pests. Let's feed all our trash to the...
roaches.
Yes, roaches. Somebody has finally solved, and we're so happy to hear it, they finally solved the massive garbage problem in China. All they do is they pour millions of cockroaches over the garbage. Food waste is brought to this facility in the morning, and the cockroaches chew through 50 tons of food scraps during the day.
What?
Then, at night, they chew through your nightmares.
Yeah. You know what? I will be texting about that.
Yeah.
Please help.
It's outside. It's in Shandong province, and there is this waste processing plant that has 1 billion cockroaches. For perspective, that's only half the number of cockroaches living in your kitchen. Of course, people are concerned the roaches might escape the plant, but do not worry. This is true. There's a moat.
Well, those are back-to-back some of the more upsetting stories I've heard on this show.
Yeah. Never sleeping again, thanks.
Bill, how did Matthew do in our quiz?
You know, Matthew did very, very well. You got 3 right out of 3, Matthew.
Congratulations. Thank you so much for playing, Matt.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Look at all these roads.